Now we can start there and on that positive level. On vitamin D level, there's some positives and negatives. So I think the positives have been dramatically overemphasized. It's been mostly done on the basis of observational data that are probably not, it's hard to get into the details here, but it's probably not indicative of the actual real effects of vitamin D on health. That said, I think there might be some immune benefit to vitamin D, especially with respect to cancer risk. So if you're very lean, if you take vitamin D supplements, and I wouldn't take a lot, and we'll talk about them in just a second. If you're very lean, it can, there's some indication in some really rigorous studies, although it's hard to know for sure, and we don't know 100% for sure, but there's some indication that it might decrease some cancer risk marginally. The downside of vitamin D supplementation, however, is that it may reduce your bone mineral density. So at higher dosages, even as low as, what is it? Even as low as, it's either 4,000 or 2,000 international units. It might be 4,000. Yeah, it's 4,000 international units. In some study, well, in one good study, really rigorous study, it showed that people randomized to that level of vitamin D supplementation saw decreases in their bone mineral density. Now, this is only over the course of maybe 2 years, so they didn't see any significant changes in bone strength, but one can imagine over the course of, say, 10 to 20 years, that would end up translating into decreases in bone strength if those decreases in bone mineral density continued. And it does seem to be the case that they do. So over the course of the study, people in that group kept having reduced bone density over time. Bone mineral density over time, and the same thing goes for a group that was assigned 10,000 international units. So what do I do? So for me, I started out deficient in vitamin D. That's why I became really interested in it. I don't know the units in Ireland, but I started out like really, really low in the single digits for the units that we use over here. So I ended up having to supplement. But I think that one shouldn't be too aggressive in supplementation. So for me, I do 2,000 international units, and I think that that works out well for me. But I also have really, really high bone density because I've been doing weight training for a really long time. So people who have been doing weight training for a really long time and they have high bone density, I think vitamin D is a relatively safe bet. It's not going to produce dramatic benefits across the board in health that many people will promise, but there may be some small benefits to, for example, cancer risk, maybe some mood and emotional benefits potentially if you're deficient, if you're starting out on a deficient basis. But those benefits aren't super well established, but those might actually be counterbalanced by some bone issues if you're not starting at high levels of bone density in the first place. So if you're starting, if you're, say, a woman and you're worried about your bone density, then you might be a little bit more circumspect about your vitamin D supplementation. Ultimately, we don't have the answers precisely about who should get vitamin D supplements and who shouldn't. The stuff that I'm telling you right now is really on the edge of what the science is. If you go talk to, say, somebody who's in, say, they formulate recommendations for official bodies, they'll tend to be even more conservative about this. If you're deficient in vitamin D, according to relatively conservative guidelines and a conservative cutoff, then I'd say it's definitely a good idea to supplement, but you don't need to supplement beyond that. And I think there are some risks to doing so. So that's kind of the overview. And I know that's a little bit fluffy and not entirely clear, but the fact is we don't exactly know and have a super clear idea about vitamin D yet. But it's certainly not as big a deal as a lot of people make it out to be. So,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.